When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So there is a Twitter handle, Did Mace Show Up to Work?
Is there?
Yeah. Yep.
So today, Mace show today up to work it's a today? Yes.
Yeah, today he says, yes, I'm just as shocked as John, Greg, and Jorge are.
I was a little shocked.
Were you shocked, Bergman? I told you.
I think
yes.
No one's as shocked as Michael. Yeah.
You, look, you tell me
you
yes.
Say, what you say is irrelevant.
Right.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you are not a man of your word when it comes to when you're going to show up.
Did you or did you not text me this morning saying you were good to go?
Yes, but I texted you last night and said I was
Yeah, yes, you did. But you also had to reestablish it again today to make sure.
Well, I wanted
sure.
to see if I was getting better or not. I'm finally starting to feel better.
It's understandable. No one's getting upset with you.
I mean,
just
I've
saying.
Got the RSV. I got a bad case of the RSV.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what the RSV is.
I'm not either. Respiratory. That's what the doctor said. Respiratory.
First
sinus.
Word is respiratory, and the last word's virus, I'm guessing. But
something like that.
Just missing to pee.
Just exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, Antoine Witherspoon tweets, Matt Leinart started for 3 years and won 3 championships and lost.
Oh, that's right.
Third.
He came back for his senior year. So his record would have been closer to like 33-2 or something.
And Leinart, you can say, I mean, and Matt's a great guy and was a great Trojan, all that stuff, but as an NFL quarterback was a bust. I don't believe that's going to be the case with Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams is going to be a quarterback we watch on Sundays for a long time.
I think he never lost to UCLA either.
Well, back then, that was in the middle of USC's big, you know, like 6-7 in a row. UCLA won 8 in a row, and then USC came back and returned the favor.
Yeah. All right. By the way, we should pass along that Aaron Donald is officially out for Sunday's Rams game against the Seattle Seahawks with a high ankle sprain. And this is the first game he has ever missed because of injury. He did miss 2 games because of a holdout years ago, but first game he's ever missed because of injury, and I'm sure the team's record has a lot to do with that. As far as I'm concerned, as a Rams fan, I completely understand if they decide to not play Matthew Stafford again, not play Aaron Donald again, not play Cooper Kupp again.
I think that's the way it's leaning. We had Kevin Demoff on yesterday.
Oh,
And he kind of punted on that question. He said, well, these guys are all going to want to play, and we're not technically mathematically eliminated, so you might see some of them. But once we get mathematically eliminated is when you might see other people. And that could be this week.
Yeah, and we're going to see we're going to talk to Sean McVay, I think, in about 20 minutes. Right, Matt? Greg?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. We'll do that. And we'll ask him all that stuff. So everybody's into the World Cup now. It's on like nonstop at my house, at Ireland's house. All of us are watching it and hanging on every shot on goal. And Charles Barkley is especially excited about it. This is, I think, from TNT, where they were talking about the U.S. men's national team.
We're going to the Netherlands. We opening up a can of whoop-ass. I guarantee the Netherlands in trouble. hey, Tyler, my man 12, we going on. Hey, I want Spain. I want Spain. I want Brazil.
You don't want Brazil.
I want Germany. I want France. Well, they got the boy Mbappe over there in France. He ain't no joke.
Hey, Markley knows the players.
Yeah,
he knows
more players than I do.
We're going to open a cup of whoop-ass.
You've never heard of Kylian Mbappe?
Mbappe
Trudeau has
his
jersey.
Big guy, right?
Yeah. I know that.
Jeez, Ireland. And aren't you a premier fan, soccer fan?
Yeah, who's Mbappe play for?
PSG.
Plays for France. That's not Premier League.
Oh.
Yeah, PSG's not in the Premier League.
Well, still, it's soccer.
Yeah, but it's
soccer. That's correct, Michael.
English Premier League, that the teams are in England.
Jeez.
PSG is Paris Saint-Germain in France, so it's not the same league. You understand that, right?
How many soccer players you know? You only know 3, right? Neymar, Messi, and Ronaldo. That's it, right?
No. Well, no,
Luis Suarez.
I know some guys at Manchester United because I watch their games.
Yeah.
I know Marcus Rashford, and I know David De Gea, and I know all those guys. And
Carlos Vega from LFSU.
Vela. Jeez, man.
He's the MVP.
He plays in Premier League too, huh? Yeah.
You know Gareth Bale. Who is he? What country does he play for?
Wales.
Okay, there you go, Ireland.
Yeah, he won the game for LAFC.
Name anyone else ever from Wales.
From Wales?
Oh, yeah. I got
Mason,
I got
you know a bunch.
Princess Diana, the Princess of Wales? Let me think. Wales. I usually know this stuff. No, I'm drawing a blank.
All right.
Okay.
Well, give me a hint. Okay. Black or white?
Well, the...
got to be white, right?
No, white, white female attractive.
Sinead O'Connor.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is from Wales.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
So is Michael Sheen, Kate Beckinsale's ex-husband.
So is Tom Jones, legendary nightclub performer Tom Jones.
She's been divorced twice.
How could you divorce Kate Beckinsale?
Well, she might be the one doing the booting. Like, you know, if I would have talked her into marrying me, she would have kicked me to the curb.
It's like breaking up with
now.
Amanda Brown. Who would ever do something like that?
That's right, Michael.
Exactly.
The answer to that is Amanda.
Yeah, well, she does the breaking up.
Yeah, most of the relationship she's in, she ends.
That's what you do, Amanda? You dump the guy?
No, it's not true. The last one I was dumped.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
You know, Michael, as you and I often say, there are very few people that measure up to a man.
Well, that's true. What was wrong with that guy, Amanda? What was wrong with him dumping you?
He's afraid of a powerful woman.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Didn't want you to have your own opinions.
Amanda, am I not afraid of you being powerful.
Yeah.
If you and I get married, I'm retiring.
Right. I want my wife to be richer than me.
Yep.
Let me take care of you.
I need a sugar mama.
That's what Greg's looking for, a rich woman.
An heiress.
Yes.
I say it's about love.
Yeah, see, but
that is love. I would love to marry Amanda if she has a lot of money.
Mace, see, I've never been married, so I'm on the love train, but Greg is divorced, so he's on the money train.
Exactly.
All about that cash.
Greg is a realist.
You've got to look at
this either,
person.
Mace. You got to wake up next to him and look at him.
Yeah.
You got
to... I can then turn the other way and look at the piles of money next to me.
It's a lot easier if you have... you see the dollar signs on your pajamas. Yeah.
I'll wear the dollar sign glasses.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
You want to be a kept man, Bergman?
To quote the great Deion, Deion Sanders, I gotta go count my money.
What's your pride as a man, Bergman?
Look, I've
he
done it.
He doesn't have any.
I've already done it multiple
he
times.
He lost his pride.
What do you think of a man who wants to be that way, Amanda, just to be
his
kept?
His pride was stolen.
Yeah, pride is overrated.
No, I don't want a man that just wants to be kept.
Yeah, Bergman.
Yeah, nobody wants that. People want guys with ambition.
I don't want to take care of a guy.
Yeah, Bergman. If a fight breaks out, you want a woman to protect you?
I want a man that's going to protect. No, Greg would run and stand behind her.
Absolutely not.
Stick to your guns and send a DM to Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that right now.
There you go.
And Melinda Gates. She's free.
Oh, Melinda Gates.
Steve Jobs' wife is.
No, wait. Is Melinda and Bill Gates, are they broke up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they broke up.
Yeah.
Got a divorce.
Oh, are
they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Melinda Gates.
Greg's
Melinda
doing
Gates.
It right now.
Yeah, he's Googling it.
He's on it.
Every time we mention one of these names, Bergman types it into a Google search.
What about Steve Jobs' ex-wife?
Lorraine
Jobs. She's still single.
Lorraine Jobs. She is.
Do you have an age restriction, Bergman?
No.
There's
she could be like 80?
No, 80's probably a little bit overboard.
Hey,
you don't want to wake up next to an 80-year-old?
You got Cloris Leachman's number?
She passed away, Aaron.
Did she?
Yeah. Oh, may she rest in peace.
Are all four of the Golden Girls dead?
Oh, yeah. She wasn't a Golden Girl.
Let's see. Estelle Getty might have been. Betty White was last Golden Girl.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, but they were all long gone.
What's weird is Estelle Getty, the old lady.
What about Raquel Welch? Still looks good.
She does.
She's in her late 70s and still looking.
There you go. Sophia Loren still looks like
Sophia Loren looks beautiful.
Yep.
Just saw her in a movie.
Raquel
last
still
year.
Looks like Barbarella. Remember that movie?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Sure. All right. I wanted to throw one thing out at you before we break here. As I often do, I go to the Starbucks drive-thru lane today. And the person
and give
in front
an obnoxiously
of me,
long order that no one can understand.
I've actually, my order has been simplified. It's been streamlined. I get a breakfast sandwich and a quad espresso, and that's it. I've cut down on the coffee a lot.
But what is a specific order on the quad espresso?
Quad espresso light ice.
That's all you say?
Period.
So that's four shots of espresso in a coffee.
Correct. Not in a coffee, just those four shots.
Oh, that's it.
No cream.
Yeah, that's
sugar?
All the coffee
and you
I'm
like
drinking.
It cold, not hot.
I just like to chug it. I just want it to be room temperature so I can chug it. I don't like the taste of coffee. It's just
so you pound it like a shot.
Pound it like a shot. Exactly.
So you're just looking for the high.
I want the feeling, and I don't want the taste. I just don't think coffee tastes good.
What?
I don't think it tastes good.
You must not have had good coffee.
I don't think a lot of stuff tastes like. I don't think wine tastes especially good to me.
Oh, come on.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
If you get good wine, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly you've only had cheap wine.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, I've been to wineries and stuff, and you know, I drink it, and then you spit it out into that bowl, and you do all that stuff. I've done that.
It doesn't appeal to you, huh?
It just doesn't.
Some
it doesn't
people are weird
good.
Like that, Amanda.
I know.
It's red water to me. It's just red water.
Doesn't
with
it
a
seem
really
like,
foul taste?
Doesn't it seem like something's kind of wrong when everything you won't eat anything or drink anything? You think it all tastes the same?
You sound like a child.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, Mace.
I'm actually not
you
a child.
He's not the oldest millennial. He's the oldest child.
No, I'm making choices. That's what grown-ups do. They make choices.
Do you like vegetables?
If you want to eat Kraft macaroni and cheese every night, go for it.
Do you like
so
vegetables?
When it has the powder, that's
I love vegetables.
Okay, Michael, true story. Al Michaels swears he's never had a vegetable.
I can't believe that. Come on.
How is that possible that, like, when you were a kid?
What about a burger? When you have, like, medicine, tomato,
powder,
and
powder cheese.
No condiments. Michael Kay, Yankee announcer, never had a condiment.
I don't believe any of these people.
Michael Kay has not had a lot of things. I remember having this conversation when I worked at the network, and he was actually filling in on a show, and he was telling me about how he, no cheese, like no eggs, like all these weird things. And I was like, how do you live?
I know.
But he stays in his lane.
Dave Miller, who we all know, the coach, has never set foot in a Starbucks. And his wife goes to Starbucks all the time.
Hmm. His wife?
Yeah, and he's never been in a Starbucks.
The lovely Elaine.
Just been to other coffee shops?
No, I don't know, but he just says.
I mean, it's not hard to say no
when
to
he's
Starbucks.
When he's outside the Starbucks, does he send texts to Mason that are ripping me?
He loves you. What are you talking about?
Dave Miller loves you, except when he texts me.
Yeah. Mason's got a string of texts. He goes, what'd you do to Dave Miller? And he showed me these texts one day, and it's just Dave ripping me for like 200 texts.
He likes us. He just wants
you
to be.
No, Dave loves you. Dave is a great guy.
He just wants you to be harsher.
Yeah, he knows your limitations in explaining what's going on. All right, coming up next for you, Jerry Jones had a radio interview in Dallas where he suffered a big, we'll just say he had problems. We've got that coming up for you. Plus, I want to ask you the original story, which is about the drive-thru lane at Starbucks. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
So I'm at the Starbucks drive-thru, as I go virtually every day.
Right.
And the person in front of me is, and it's a long line, and the person in front of me is turning their ignition off, waiting until it's time to move up, then turning the ignition back on and pulling forward, then turning it off again and waiting, and then turning it on again to move
forward.
Trying
to save gas.
Now, does that save gas is my question, or are you using more gas because you're starting and turning off the car?
Well, most new cars have automatic shutoff, right?
Yeah.
And what's automatic shutoff? I don't have that.
Mine does.
If you get a new car, you'll get it. If you sit there for a minute, it'll turn the engine off.
Oh, it really will?
Yeah, and you can push a button to deactivate it if
maybe
you want.
That's what this person had going. Yeah. I guess that's a way to save gas, right?
Yeah. They say you can save up to like 2 gallons of gas in a tank if you do it that way.
Yeah.
So a lot of things are featuring that.
By the way, Michael, you tried to work out tickets for my friend Morgan.
Yeah.
For tonight, and they are so excited that she and her boyfriend are so excited that you texted her directly.
Right, I apologized.
And he wants screenshots of the text. You're such a big star, they're going to take screenshots of the text to say, I heard from Michael Thompson.
All right, so that reminds me, I know we're going to get to Jerry Jones here, Mace. Sean McVay's calling.
Okay.
So let's delay it, because that reminds me of something that happened between Travis and Jason Kelce.
Yes.
That we can get to. But we're going to track down Sean McVay. And Mace, did you actually watch the whole Rams game?
Yes.
All right. So something happened that I've never seen happen before.
Mm, okay.
Sean was just sitting there doing his job, and one of his players wasn't paying attention and just clocked him in the jaw.
Yep.
And Sean McVay joins us now. First of all, Coach, how is your jaw? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's been one of those kind of years.
It has. I think that guy should have to do push-ups. You can't take out the head coach. He's got to either make a burger run or do push-ups. Does he face any type of penalty for hitting you in the jaw?
No. You know what? Roger Carter's a great dude. He didn't mean to. You know, I told him to do that just to show that I at least have some toughness about me still.
And you didn't have to go into concussion protocol afterwards. You were okay.
Probably should have been buzzed so that I had to go take a visit to the medical tent. Yeah, I probably should have been in concussion protocol for that one for sure. But right. I was not.
Sean McVay joining us. Coach, one thing we've learned about you since you've been here is that Phil Jackson used to talk a lot about positivity in coaching, that you can scream and yell at people and beat them down, or you can coach in a positive way. You've always been a positive coach. How do you stay positive when the team and the season is kind of circling the drain like this one is? This is not the season you anticipated or anybody in your building anticipated. How do you stay positive and coach these guys up when circumstances sometimes beyond your control, injuries, stuff like that, are taking your season south? How do you do it?
Yeah, I think what you just said is the truth. You have to remind yourself of focusing on the things that you can control. There's so many things that have gone not according to plan that really are out of our control. And so trying to make sure that you're very intentional about spending your emotional and physical energy on the things you can control and trying to be as consistent as possible, you know, because we've had a lot of injuries. What does that mean? It's unfortunate. It makes me sick for a lot of guys that are key and critical to our success. But what it also means is that other guys are getting an opportunity that it's really important to them. And it's our job to pour into them and help them reach their highest potential. And, you know, you have to be process oriented more so than ever. And you have to be consistent and steady and really, you know, being able to do a great job of identifying, you know, where you want to spend your energy on the stuff that you can't control and come back to work day in and day out and know that the sun's going to come up the next day. And you got to keep swinging. And that's all I know how to do. And this is not an ideal situation, but hey, man, this is what we signed up for, and you don't just sign up for everything to go your way. If it means you got to handle some adversity, then that's what you know. That's what's in store for us right now, and we got to be able to handle it to the best of our ability, and that's what I'm gonna keep doing.
Been reported that Aaron Donald is out for this week. I'm not sure the status of Matthew Stafford. Obviously, Cooper Kupp is out and still recovering from surgery. What's the injury status of Donald and Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, you said it with Aaron. He'll be out this week. You never replace Aaron. He is one of one. He's so impressive, and he's so instrumental and so much of what we do defensively. So huge loss for us. Matthew's still in the protocol, and you know, we'll see where that leaves us at the end of the week.
Sean McVay joining us. Coach, I like Bryce Perkins. I liked him in the preseason. I thought he had some good plays the other day. Obviously, he had some not-so-good ones. What do you tell him? What directives do you have from him? Because he obviously can create plays with his feet, and you want him to take some chances, but you don't want him to turn it over. So what's your missive to Bryce when you're talking to him?
Yeah, I think you play each play as its own entity. You know, in a lot of instances, it's, okay, where's your primary, where's your secondary? And then if the pocket allows, potentially exhaust your progressions, but don't ever lose sight of the athleticism and your ability to be able to create off schedule. And Bryce is such a special dude. He's going to learn from that experience. I think that's as challenging of a situation as you could go into on the road, an incredible road atmosphere. You're operating on your silent count underneath the center and in the gun. There's a lot of new pieces around you, not exclusive to your first opportunity to play in a game, you know, of that magnitude with extensive playing time. I know you had a handful of snaps against the Cardinals a few weeks back, but you know, I think it's a learning experience and something that he'll be able to use to his benefit for the future.
There's been some reporting out there, and I'm curious about this, and you know, you can let us know your insight. It's been reported that Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, that could potentially be it for this year? Do you think they will come back and play?
Who reported that?
It was on Pro Football Talk.
Oh, nice. You know what? We're taking things a day at a time. We're going to be smart with those guys, and we'll see where that leaves us. But, hey, Pro Football Talk, there you go.
Sean McVay is with us. So, Coach, you've played this year three of the teams, at least three, that many people feel are in the running to win the whole thing, to win the Super Bowl. You played Buffalo. You played Dallas, and then this past week you played Kansas City. I'll just throw it to you this way, and you can answer it any way you want. Who's the best team you've played this year? Who's impressed you the most so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you appreciate about the NFL season is it's about, you know, who plays the best, you know, towards the latter part of the season, who improves throughout. I don't think you can get into the comparison game. They're all three. The reason why all three of those guys, and I think there's some other teams we've played that are in that consideration, in that conversation as well. But if you had asked that same question this time last year, I think a lot of people would have probably not picked, you know, what our guys ended up doing, overcoming some adversity throughout the month of November to rebound. So I think it's the best part about the NFL is it's so competitive, great players, great coaching. And in a lot of instances, it's being able to stay fortunate with some of the injuries, which I have unfortunately learned the hard way this year. We've been able to stay relatively healthy with the exception of this year, you know, and the previous five seasons. And it's a huge part of it with so many key guys that are in those key spots on those teams that carry a huge load for them. So it'll be fun, and that's why everybody loves the NFL.
11 weeks, 11 different offensive line combinations. I was thinking back to last year. There's a lot of luck involved in this game because, as I remember it, the offensive line pretty much stayed steady throughout the course of last year, right?
Yeah, and you know what? And, like, it did. And then when we had a couple moving parts, you know, you're talking about if Witt missed a little bit of time, Joe Noteboom seamlessly steps in because he's played a lot of snaps. In the one game that, you know, Rob Havenstein missed because of COVID, Joe Noteboom was able to play right tackle. And then in some of the games that Brian Allen missed, Coleman Shelton's able to seamlessly step in. So it was guys that you look at as you got your five starters, but when Noteboom and Coleman Shelton are the ones that are coming in, that is really like, all right, those are, you know, those are starting caliber players that are coming in. And that's why we were able to get into some heavier packages where those guys are even playing tight ends last year. And so we stayed relatively healthy. And then you're talking about keeping continuity with your top seven offensive linemen. We have had, it's unprecedented in the history of the NFL. You got to keep it going. And I'll tell you what, this has sure been a learning experience. And I've just been so impressed and pleased with the way that the guys have continued to come back to work. A lot of guys that have never been here, learning a lot of stuff on a short amount of time and a quick turnaround. And, you know, that inspires you to want to keep working as hard as you can for these guys and in the midst of, you know, some challenging things.
Sean, last thing for me, you got the Seahawks this weekend. They're probably the biggest surprise in the NFL. If you go back and look at all the so-called experts at the start of the season, I didn't see anybody picking the Seahawks to win the NFC West. But there they are right at the top. Why is that? What have they done this year to put them in a position to win the division?
I think Coach Carroll always does a great job. He and John Snyder, you know, there's a clear-cut philosophy. I think Shane Waldron's done an outstanding job with the offense. You know, Geno Smith's playing really well, getting a lot of different playmakers involved. I think they mix personnel groupings. Obviously, Kenneth Murray's done an outstanding job at running back. And then defensively, you've got some key guys on all three levels of the defense. They play hard. They do a great job on special teams. And so I'm not surprised. I think a lot of people, because of some of the moves that they made, maybe didn't think so, but doesn't surprise me. They have been consistently a great football team, well-coached, excellent players, and a very clear-cut philosophy in terms of how they want to play. And it's been a proven formula over time under Coach Carroll's leadership.
Last thing for me, one of the players that I think shined this past week and I'm really excited to see again on Sunday is Kyren Williams, who's now getting carries out of the backfield, rookie out of Notre Dame. What are you looking for from him? Is this like an audition for next year?
Yeah, I think it's continued growth and maturation. He's a rookie that's mature beyond his years, want to continue to stack blocks. And just become a complete back and do a great job within the framework of whatever his role is on each given play.
Well, Sean, we appreciate you coming on. You know, over the years, a lot of times when the season gets a little tough, we can't find the head coach, and you always make time for us, and we really appreciate it. And get him on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys, and, you know, we'll keep swinging. I appreciate it.
Okay, Sean.
All right,
cool. Have a good day.
There's Coach Sean McVay of the Los Angeles Rams, and they are home to Seattle on Sunday. I really thought coming into this year that that was a complete rebuild in Seattle.
Me
I
too.
Thought when they dumped Russell Wilson, I thought, that's it. They're gonna try to tank, and instead they have been really, really good, and it's a tribute to Pete Carroll that he's been able to keep this team at this level despite sending away the franchise quarterback, who, by the way, apparently has already lost the room in Denver.
Yeah, that thing could get ugly really, really quickly in Denver.
That Hackett, I've seen multiple people say he's absolutely fired.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, at the end of the year.
Yeah, could be.
No reason to do it now.
Could be.
I you know what's weird is, so Christmas Day this year, the Rams play the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
And we had this great idea. You know, Juan's family, he comes from Wyoming. They're Broncos fans. His dad is a huge Broncos fan, has season tickets to see the Broncos, and thought, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we get, when the Rams and the Broncos meet on Christmas Day, let's all get together and go to the game. So they're flying down here. We make all the plans, all that stuff. And now it's potentially like a 3-win team versus a 3-win team. It's like it's the anti-Super Bowl. But we're gonna go through with it because it's the experience, and that's the way I'm looking at the rest of the season. It's the experience. I said last week after I was at the Cardinals game, I was like, yeah, you know, the shrimp was really good in the club that I went to. You know, it's like that kind of stuff, I think, is going to get us through the season.
You go for the camaraderie.
Yeah. Yeah. You go for the fun. Yeah, there's a group of fans that are right there every week. And it's a fun day.
Hey, right. Like Michael said the other day, man, we had that game where the Lakers blew a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
It was still really fun.
Oh yeah.
It was, to quote Steve Harvey, still a great night. Yeah. We had a blast. Look forward to tonight. Let's see what happens tonight.
Yeah, it should be fun. Be fun.
Isn't Lillard back tonight?
No.
Oh,
he's out. Lillard's out for tonight.
Darn shame, too.
Yeah,
that is too bad. Let's grab a win.
Exactly.
All right, coming up next for you, Jerry Jones. Something unusual happened during his live radio interview down in Dallas. We got that coming up for you next. And then Bobcat, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter was created by a guy named Ian Siegel, who I know a little bit. And when I asked Ian why ZipRecruiter kind of is at the top of the field in when it comes to hiring, when it comes to when you're looking for a job, he said, because we don't leave anything to chance. And when it comes to hiring for your business, here's what he's talking about. And you can try ZipRecruiter for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, they send it out to over 100 top job sites. Then their powerful matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply for your job. It's a great formula. 83% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So if you want to step up your hiring game, give ZipRecruiter a shot. You got nothing to lose, because right now, like I said, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. If you're looking to hire somebody, if you're looking for a job, what are you waiting for? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We get downloads from all over the world. The show has gone worldwide. There's one guy in
Global.
Australia who's absolutely nuts for the show. And you can always get the show on demand. You can get it on the ESPN LA app. Download the app. It's unbelievable. Great way to listen to the show. My mom and not stepdad Leo listen to it on Alexa. You can get the show in a whole bunch of places. The thing I mentioned to McVay there was, and this is a line from, and I misquoted, it's Pro Football Rumors, a writer by the name of Sam Robinson. McVay said the team has not ruled out shutting down Donald, Cooper Kupp, or Matthew Stafford for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it sounded like they're just going game to game.
Yeah, sounds like it.
By the way, he doesn't have a voice for TV.
Oh, sure he does.
It's kind of grating.
But wait
a minute. Oh, come on, Michael.
I mean, look at Dick Vitale's voice.
But Dick Vitale's got at least his voice is kind of deep. Sean's a little, sounds like it's going across the
Not only do I think
screener.
Sean McVay is going to be on TV doing football commentary, I think he's going to break the bank. I think when he goes, it's
With
going
to be.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, you'll see.
You really think that voice is going to hold
up? Wait, have you heard Chris Collinsworth's voice? Come on.
That sounds okay.
Yeah. No.
It's content. It's not the sound of the voice. It's content.
He's got, I like McVay.
Did you hear him referencing games from last year where Rob Havenstein
was out? He's got a photographic memory.
He remembers every play that he ever called.
I like him. He's a good coach, but I'm going to turn the sound down if he's called.
Mace, before we get to this Jerry Jones story, you know, Jerry Jones was doing a live radio interview.
Yep.
And he started coughing on the air. Mm-hmm. I think that's unprofessional. I think that if you're on a microphone, if you have a microphone in front of you, you cannot cough.
Right now, caller number 7
into
wins.
What?
A pair of those tickets.
That, yeah.
Excuse me. 877-710 ESPN.
No, don't call. Don't call. Yeah.
Mason and Ireland, ESPN LA.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's not fair.
That's not
It's evidence.
Yeah. Mike Leach, you know, he is a professional coach. He would never do that.
I didn't even get to invent that, you know. And then all of a sudden, well, they're kicking it off. And then... I'm working on this trademark cough. What do you think? It's getting better too. Well then, we marched it downfield. I thought we could have been closer, but
yeah, completely.
See, Ireland, that's just being a human.
All right,
see, I give the guy credit for standing there and taking the questions.
All right, so the question is, do you give Jerry Jones credit for this?
We've got help on the way here. Well, Washington's got a good chance to be joining us here real soon. Excuse me.
You all right?
Yep. Get me some oxygen. Better still, how about a big shot of Jack? We'll be
See, Mason, if you would have given me a big shot of Jack Daniels, I wouldn't have had that embarrassing moment on the air.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got no problem with people coughing. All right, let's call. Being a human.
Yeah, it's called being regular.
Being a robot.
It happens.
Ireland?
No, it happens in life. You guys are both right. Hey, you were talking earlier, Mason. What's your friend's name that's going to the game? Morgan.
Morgan. Yeah.
Okay.
The
so
great
you,
Morgan.
Yeah. So you were talking that Morgan's boyfriend is impressed that Michael texted him on his personal line.
Shun is so excited. Yeah.
Okay. So Travis and Jason Kelce are brothers, and they have a podcast. So this happened on their podcast yesterday.
Most famous person in your phone?
Man, now that's a good question.
Who else you working with?
We're really going to go down who's in my phone right now.
I'll probably go Miles Teller. Miles Teller. I think it's the most famous person in my phone.
Justin Timberlake.
All right.
Ooh, JT.
I mean, this isn't even like a competition.
Yeah, he actually texted me. He was drinking some wine watching this game, this past game. Said he was all fired up.
Yeah.
I got JT, man.
You would have wine drinkers watching football games texting you.
All right, so that's Jason said the most famous person in his phone is Miles Teller. The most famous person in Travis's phone is Justin Timberlake. Michael, what is the answer for you? Is Joe Lacob in your phone?
No, I don't think he is.
Is Kareem?
No, I have his assistant's number. Magic, I think Magic's in my phone, but he keeps changing his number. Charles Barkley is in my phone, but I haven't texted him in a couple of years, so I don't know if he has the same one.
Stephen A? You have Stephen A in your phone?
Yeah, Stephen A is in my phone. Clyde Drexler. Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
Sure. Who else did I have in my phone? At one time, I don't know if it's still. At one time, I had Joe Walsh and Glenn Frey in my phone.
Wow.
Those
now,
were the days.
Glenn is gone, of course, but I think I don't know if Joe still has the same number because I'm not. What am I going to text Joe Walsh about?
Mace, is the answer for you Cranston?
It is Cranston. Although I have a weird one. Michael Caine is in my phone.
Oh, that's the actor.
Yeah, the actor is on my phone.
That's cool.
I think Brian would say that trumps him.
Yeah, I think he probably would. By the way, you know who's next in line on that list? Will Caine. I've got Michael Caine followed by Will Caine in my phone.
Ramona says, Michael, the most, she's texting me, the most famous person in your phone is Clay, which is pretty good.
I guess I didn't even think of that. I know one thing. I know who's the coolest person in my phone. Jim Hill.
Oh,
And he'll call you.
And Stu Lance.
You
know everybody.
Yeah, because of golf.
What about
golf.
You?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, really? You could send him a text right now and say, hey, Sam, what's up?
Yeah, but he probably wouldn't text me back.
He wouldn't?
Because he isn't playing golf. He had back surgery. Cheadle's in my phone. Don Cheadle's in my phone.
That's a great one.
What about you, Jorge? Who you got yours? You got Fluffy?
No, man, I wish I had Fluffy. No, I got
You got
Freddie
that coach
Prince.
In Mexico that's going to get fired?
Oh, no. Who Freddie wants Prince? That coach? No, I don't want him on my phone either.
You,
I want
you got Carlos Vela?
No, not Carlos Vela. I think I have Dave Roberts from, a while back.
From the Dodgers?
Yeah. Wow. I think I have
Michael
Freddie
doesn't
Prince.
Even have that.
No,
yeah.
I don't have Dave Roberts.
Bergen, who's Prince? Yours?
So, I don't know. Are these people that I actually speak to or just happen
no,
to have
them? Just you just happen to have their number in your phone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not having regular conversations with Michael Caine.
No.
No, I mean, you don't?
I do not.
I feel like that'd be someone you talk to.
How'd you get his number, Mace?
I interviewed him on my podcast a while back, and so we exchanged information.
What about you, Greg? Who's
I'm looking right now, like Benjamin Watson, who was in a...
he was in the news this week.
He was. Bob Costas?
That's a good one.
Bob Miller?
Yeah.
Bob Miller's a very good
great.
One.
Yeah. There's a bunch of names just from years.
Although, it's interesting about Jim Hill. Jim Hill's been calling me lately during the games.
What? Oh, really?
Like, I've showed it to you. Like, my phone will ring, and I'm like, what?
Doesn't he know you're working?
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's probably listening.
Is he calling, like, during a timeout?
So I think, okay, he's just calling to leave me a message.
Yeah, right.
And then I'll wait after the game, and there's no message. Jim, what's up, man? Maybe if he calls tonight during the game, let's answer it.
You should answer it, and I'll take over the play-by-play.
Yeah.
Cannot do the play-by-play.
What are you talking about? It's great. Oh, it's great, Mason. You'd love it.
I've heard it. It exists. I heard it that time that Trudell was filling in for you and he's still doing the sidelines. Mm-hmm. So the game started. So Michael started doing the play-by-play.
It's
and
great.
I literally heard him say, and he passes it to that kid from Notre Dame.
Well, if you're not a starter, who cares?
Yeah, Michael doesn't have to study those things like I do. I think it's great when you do play-by-play.
All right, coming up next for you is Bobcat Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Big Loose Wednesday. Michael Thompson is hanging out. Okay. Bobcat is next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so the LA Kings and Seattle Kraken played to a 9-8 overtime loss last night, which was crazy.
Nice goaltending.
17 goals. I bet you didn't watch it. I didn't watch it, but a lot of
I missed it.
You missed. So the Kings are giving up almost 4 goals a game, and scoring is up overall amongst the entire league. So why are people still not watching hockey, and how do you fix it if the goals are up?
Why do you think people are still not watching hockey?
I think there are people that watch hockey, but it's the same group that hasn't changed. I don't think it's gotten bigger.
TV as a casual fan.
I love hockey, by the way.
It's hard to watch because you can't see the puck. It's so small. You can't even know if sometimes it goes in a goal. Was that a goal? Make the puck bigger. Make the size of a sausage.
At one point, Michael, they had a glowing puck. That was a little goofy.
Bigger, and
you
make
didn't
the
like
goals
that glowing blue puck that they had there for a while?
They can't make the puck like an inch bigger so you can see it. Because it's traveling so fast, you can't see
black
it on TV.
On the white.
Make it the size of a curling thing, Mace.
Yeah,
like a giant disc.
Is there a handle on it, too?
The size of a frisbee. Why not?
You know, I actually think, how are the Kings this year?
They're like 12-9.
12-9?
Yeah, they're doing well.
Okay, so do we still have the suite at crypto.com?
We do.
Sure do.
Why don't we plan, Bergman, why don't we plan to take listeners to a Kings game at Crypto?
That'd be awesome.
Hockey games in person are really fun.
Oh, yeah, they're fun.
Do that after the first of the year.
It is the best sport live You can't tell
it
me
is
otherwise.
Really fun.
Oh, are you kidding me? You haven't been to a great heavyweight fight?
Oh, boxing.
I have
crap.
Not.
Man. What's wrong with you? See, that's right. You haven't been to one of those. That Tyson Fury, most, Deontay Wilder fight?
Most heavyweight fights now are just jabs.
You're right.
That doesn't really happen in those fights.
But when it's a great fight, boy, nothing like it.
Yeah, but you have to find that great fight.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Jorge, you ever been to a hockey game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, hockey's great. All right, so Weird Al Yankovic posted a picture of a book of his at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the caption, "I can't believe it. After all this time, I finally made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, ... gift shop." Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame?
Wait, Weird Al?
Yeah.
He's I love rock and roll.
Yeah, he's a parody artist. Yeah.
But he writes all that, though.
Is he in before Dire Straits?
No, Dire Straits is great.
What about Moody Blues? Are they in?
Yeah, what? I think Moody Blues is in.
All right.
Yeah,
but
he's
so unique. He is his own level.
I would not put Weird Al because of his name. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He doesn't write anything.
He writes all the lyrics.
Oh, whoopty doo.
Oh, well, that's
I can write lyrics.
Wait, the guy. I actually think you're selling Weird Al short.
Why?
Because he has taken the greatest music, particularly of the 80s and 90s, and turned it in and given it a spin that's really funny that we all laugh at and laugh with.
But I don't think the artists like it.
No.
I don't think.
You don't think they like it?
No, I don't think Michael Jackson likes the song we're playing right now. If he were alive, "Eat It" would not be something in his music library.
So you're saying that the other artists, take offense at the songs that
he like playing Mozart on a harmonica.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty impressive.
So you think?
Has anybody here ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No,
I have. It's great.
Is it?
Yeah, I might go this week. We're in Cleveland this week.
Have you been to the Grammy Museum right there at LA Live?
Yeah, I loved it.
Also really cool.
You know, and by the way, do you know who, if you want to go in there and record a song and mix it, do you know who gives the tutorial?
No.
Jimmy Jam.
Really?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, at the one at LA. Oh. Yeah, he explains.
I still think we should do a song.
Why not?
It
would sound
a
lot like
apparently.
This, "Eat It." But
no, I'm actually a gifted vocalist.
You guys going to do an original song or a parody?
We'll do a cover.
We'll do a which our song? Version of a song.
Which song would you like to cover?
"Send in the Clowns." Isn't that Mace? Isn't that song about dying?
It's about a relationship breaking up.
Why don't you guys do one of my favorite songs? Is "The Boxer" by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, I love that. That
is a good song.
Yeah, why don't you guys do that song. One? You guys would be good at that.
Well, we'll come up with something.
Yeah. We'll come
up
if you've got an idea. Tweet us.
Homeward
at
Bound's
Venice
a good
Mace
one.
Yeah. At LA Bound, Ireland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Sean likes it.
Thank you, Sean.
Bobcat.
Okay, so yesterday at night, on my way home, I had to stop
on
by the
store. On your birthday?
Yeah. I had to stop by the store. And then I had my blinker on because I'm waiting for the car to exit out of the parking lot or parking space. And the other car across from me decided to just pull in.
In front of you?
In front of me. He just cut me off, took my parking spot that I was waiting for. Mm. When I noticed who it was an older woman. Uh-huh. Should I have said something to that woman? Or
how
just
old?
I don't know.
She like
was
just, 80s?
No, she was older.
This is what you
older
say.
Older in the 80s?
Yeah. Hey, granny, back the F up.
No. You got to let it go in the middle.
Wait, was she literally in her 80s?
No, not in her 80s. She was younger than that. So, she was in
60s, maybe.
Maybe 60s, yeah.
But wait a minute. Does she not see you sitting there?
We're literally like waiting for this car to come out.
Was she there before you?
But see, the car came out towards me.
Okay, so what did you do? Did you shoot her a dirty look? Do nothing?
I just flashed my lights and started honking, and I was like, what are you doing? And then I just kept going, because I mean, what was the point?
I think it's better to avoid conflict when you can. Avoid a confrontation.
Did she flip you to bird after you honked that?
If it was a younger person, I would have said something. Yeah. But I mean, what is that going
to
do, right?
Exactly. Especially
to move on. Yeah, it's just going to start. It's just going to be nasty. You don't do that. There was a fight that broke out at the USC-UCLA game just down the way from us. And
that was USC Trojans' fault.
Yeah, the last thing I wanted was to have it spread to where we were standing. It was a fight between USC and UCLA guys, and they took it way too seriously. And my goal is to avoid confrontation at all costs.
Me too.
Yeah, it's not worth it, Jorge. You handled it perfectly.
Did you find another spot someplace else?
Way down there. By
and what kind of store was it?
It was just like a grocery store.
Okay, so did you get an egg and throw it at the windshield?
Oh, man, I should have done that.
What do you got, Bobcat?
All right, so Trent Dilfer is a former NFL quarterback, and he was an ESPN analyst. He hasn't been since 2017, but since his retirement. He has just been hired as the next head coach of the University of Alabama Birmingham, or UAB. First, Jeff Saturday got pulled off the ESPN set, and now Dilfer is being pulled off of the broadcast set. What do you think of Dilfer's chances of being successful as a college coach?
Well, Dilfer has been coaching. He left ESPN a few years ago.
Yeah, in 2017. Yeah.
And so he's been coaching
high school team,
and they've been incredibly successful. Like, they either win the whole title or make it to the championship game every year.
They're playing for the state championship right now.
Yeah, he still goes on with Colin, and you can tell he really knows what he's doing. Yeah, I have no problem with Dilfer being the head coach at you. It's not the Jeff Saturday treatment. Yeah, he's not getting a job in the NFL. He's not even getting a job at a Power 5 school.
And I don't think it's ceremonial. I think he's going to dig right into that thing and try to build a program. I mean, I think Dilfer's very, very smart. I don't know what Saturday's game is. Like, I mean, Indy's fine, I guess. I mean, it's not a very good team. I can't imagine they bring Jeff Saturday back as head coach.
Why not?
You?
He knows football. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know, but he's 1-2, and he forgot to call timeout last week.
Yeah, I mean, he blew that
multiple
time
times.
Out. He doesn't know clock management. I mean, he's in over his head as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, let him learn. Remember how bad Bill Belichick was in his first job? He'll be fine. Jeez, the man knows the game inside and out.
Yeah, I wouldn't hire Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, I would not either.
Would you hire Philip Rivers? He knows the game.
To be a coach?
To be a coach.
No, he's never coached.
But he's so smart.
But wait a minute, Michael, it's not a starter job. It's the NFL. Let him go coach somewhere first.
Please. All these recycled
coaches.
Become
a coordinator. That's what you've got to do. You've got to become a coordinator.
The guy was a quarterback. You don't think he knows how to...
Specifically, an offensive coordinator if you want to be a head coach in the NFL.
The guy's an offensive genius. Philip Rivers was a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Work your
he
way
can't
up,
be a
man.
Coordinator.
It's a different mountain. Oh, Climb
so,
a different mountain.
So you wouldn't hire...
Look at Deion Sanders. He started out at Jackson State. Now he's potentially going to move to Colorado. I mean, you work
so
your way up in this business.
So you wouldn't have hired Greg Popovich or Pat Riley, right? They had no NBA experience when they got a job. Pat Riley came out of the booth. What do you say about that, Mace?
It happened to work that time. I don't think
it's
going to work with Jeff Saturday.
That's what I'm saying.
It can work. It happened with Steve Kerr, obviously.
Yeah, it happened with Kerr. You know, so.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen.
Yeah, Mark Jackson tried. Didn't really work.
No, that's it. Not because of X's and O's, because of something else.
Yeah, pretty big. He wouldn't talk to anybody.
Bobcat.
All right, so I got a Karen alert that happened to me yesterday.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yep, so I was getting off the freeway at Magnolia and just off the 170 off Magnolia.
Okay.
And the car to my right was about halfway into the crosswalk. I rolled up and stopped before the line of the crosswalk. A woman and her dog walked around the car to my right and was startled when I rolled up. Again, stopped behind the crosswalk. No, she was not in danger. She started yelling at me and crossed the street and went across and stopped a few feet away from the curb, pulled out her phone, and as I was going, making the left, she started filming me and filming my, looking for my plates.
Okay.
What is the point of this? And like, what does she do with it? Does she go home and like watch it in bed? I don't
understand. No, she's
going to
put you on community watch. She's going to put that video. Like, I'm part of a Nextdoor group in Manhattan Beach, and I really need to get rid of it because you're right, Mace. They are, these people are just looking to cancel you, Greg. She's going to send that on.
I didn't do anything.
Well, she's going to send it out there, and her version of the story is going to be the only way. This maniac almost killed me and my dog.
Now, were you in a neighborhood, or were you at a busy street?
No, it is a pretty busy street. It's Magnolia, right off the 170.
Right.
So, I mean, it's busy, but I stopped behind the crosswalk. I didn't go over it.
Did you come up on a crosswalk too fast?
Yeah, too fast.
I mean, I don't think so. I rolled to a stop.
Yeah, right.
She obviously thinks you rolled too fast.
And then she came,
and
once you came to a stop, then she crossed?
Yeah, she stopped in front of my car and was just like screaming at me.
She was
like,
screaming
like,
at
what are you?
Once
again, put my arms up. Like, I don't know why you're yelling at
May
me.
May I suggest this response? Hey, Grandma.
Get the bleep out of nowhere.
That, by the way, that apparently Grandma back the F up is useful in multiple
situations.
Was
she the same woman who took Jorge's parking spot?
It should have been.
Might have been the
same lady.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same page,
respect.
My man.
Have some respect.
Have some respect.
I like that.
I just don't get it. Like, what are you going to do with that film? It's ridiculous.
Well, drinking the authority, Greg.
She's laying down in bed, and she's like, oh, yeah, that guy really pissed me off.
Maybe she's got someone at the police station, a police force, so she can look up your license plate.
But like, for
and
what?
Then what'd she do if she if she knows it's Greg? What did she do?
Come knock on his
she
door.
Show up
say,
at
hey.
His house.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, 2 days ago you stopped too fast.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. All right, you got any more? Is that it?
We can end it there.
Okay, Bobcat. So I'm getting a lot of reaction to the when we were talking about Weird Al.
Yeah.
Okay, so this from D. Ireland Weird Al asked the artist before he parodied the song.
Oh.
This from Kalon. Michael Jackson not only loved Weird Al's parodies, but also lent him the same set used in his film for the music video. Weird Al never parodied a song without the original artist's blessing.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they... here's another one from Nascar Eddie. Ireland is wrong about Michael Jackson. He loved Weird Al. From my knowledge, Coolio, who just passed away recently, is the only artist that didn't like what he did. So there you go. Maybe maybe the music industry would support Weird Al.
You guys should watch the movie. It's pretty good.
So yeah, I got to watch that movie. What network is that on or what channel?
It's on Roku.
Well, if Weird Al gets in, then they start putting cover bands in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Why not? What's the difference?
No, there's a lot more creativity with Weird Al.
You
change
the
lyrics. I gotta watch the movies.
Who can't write a poem and put it to a song?
Okay, you just
write one, Michael. You should write one.
You just threw it out.
I know Michael's good. Michael's good at poems. Yeah.
Sing it. Who can't? Do you have a poem written for tonight's game?
Oh, I wish. I should have put one.
No, but we definitely can do one on one of these games for the upcoming road trip.
Yeah.
The poems, I love when you do your keys to the game or whatever.
No, your best one ever was the Donald Sterling poem. See if you can find that.
Old Man Donald.
Had a farm.
Done to the tune of Old MacDonald.
Had a phone.
Which was brilliant. It was one of the best poems ever.
All right, you got it?
Yep. Hit it.
Old Man Donald had a team, E-I-E-I-O. And on his team he had some blacks, and these did V and O. With a black man here and a black man there, he said, if you're black or with a black, I don't want you to come back. Old MacDonald had a team, and says, hell no, I won't go.
I'm just like Weird Al.
That is better than anything Weird Al ever did.
Put me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mason's uncomfortable because you use the word blacks.
Mace, guess what?
I'm not black. I'm fine with it.
Black's an offensive word now. What do we have left?
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's fine.
Weird Al Hall of Fame.
I don't know.
I don't see it, but maybe. Hey, maybe I'm wrong.
The Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Weird
and
Al.
Weird Al.
Come on.
Weird Al.
What are we doing here?
All right. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.